the preaching of the cross. It is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Hello listeners, this is the Power of Endless Life, brought to you courtesy of Plumet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. Our goal on this program is to present to you Christ, His cross, and His church. I am your host, John Adichoro Olua. As we turn to the scriptures, let's read from Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1 to 3, that has been the scripture we have been bringing to you in dealing with the first principles of the oracles of God as concerning our faith and our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's read together from verse 1 to verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do, if God permit. We trust that the Lord is giving us the light and the help as we've been bringing this, the word to you from this passage, dealing with the seven fundamentals of our faith, or the foundational teachings of our faith. We've talked about the doctrine of Christ, that is the Godhead, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We brought to you the second issue, repentance from dead works. And we have explained that repentance from dead works is not repentance from sins, but repentance from issues, things we do in our flesh, in our carnality. That's what is repentance from dead works. And today we want to continue with the next issue, which is of faith toward God. Of faith toward God. This is also very, very important as a foundational teaching, that when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because God is spirit and those who will worship Him will worship Him in spirit. We cannot see Him with our physical eye. We cannot relate to Him with our brain. So we need to have a faith to walk with Him. We need to have a faith to follow Him. And therefore, so we'll be talking about this faith today. Trust that the Lord will bless us again as we look at His word. Doing this, I want to identify three kinds of faith in the scripture. The first one that I want us to see is faith as a body of beliefs. That's talking about the doctrines and the teachings from the scriptures. This is the body of our beliefs. And I want to read a scripture from Acts chapter 6 verse 7, and which says this: and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The word faith here has to do with the teachings and the preachings about God, about heaven, about Christ, great doctrines of the scriptures. This is a body of knowledge that we have to know and to understand and to assimilate. This is faith as doctrines and teachings. Then let me read another scripture to clarify this. You also find this also in Acts 16. I want to read verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. So it's also talking about the churches or the brethren of believers who are established in the faith. That's by teaching, by the things that they were taught. Talking about the body of knowledge that they were taught. Still talking about this kind of faith. And then I will read Titus chapter 1 verse 4. And it said, to Titus my own son after the common faith. This is also called common faith. Faith that it should be common faith in the sense that All believers were supposed to be taught the same thing. We are supposed to know, we are supposed to hold to the faith that has been delivered to us. We have to defend and to stand for the faith. So that is talking about the body of knowledge that has been passed on to us. That's first faith we are looking at today, which is important. And the scripture talks about this, that has to be grounded in the truth of the word of God. Essential. Indeed, if we don't know this, we'll be deficient in our other side of faith, which we are also going to look at today. If a Christian is not grounded in the word, is not taught the word, doesn't have understanding and revelation of the word, he cannot live by faith. He cannot walk by faith. God operates by his word. God is in his word. And we cannot know God without knowing his word. We have to know him through his word. He has revealed himself in his word. And so we have to know him first by the word. We must allow the word of God to dwell richly in our hearts. That is most important. That is the first step that we must establish if we are going to walk by faith. The other faith that I want to mention again, that is important, that we will not confuse it, is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read it. Verse 9. It said, to another faith by the same Spirit. So another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. This faith that we have just found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now you will see other parts of the scripture that this is a special faith. This is a faith that is given to people to do special things. God giving this faith, it comes as part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Faith is part of the gift of power that we need to exercise to see miracles. So we see this is the gift of faith. This is different from the first one we mentioned as the body of knowledge that we are taught, that we are to be grounded in and to understand and to assimilate and to walk in. That is very essential. And then, but this one is a gift that is given to us to do things, to do miracles. Now, not everybody has this, because he said to another, that means it's not given to everybody. But as God calls us and gives us assignment and given this gift of faith, do miracles. Then the other faith that I want us to see is the one that we also find in Romans chapter 1 verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So from this scripture, we see this is a faith that we live by. It's a faith that is required. This is for all everyone that has been justified by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And said, and this faith is from faith to faith. There's a growth in this faith. That's why the scripture talk about small faith, great faith, exceeding great faith. So this faith is a faith, the one that grows and increases. And it says this faith is the faith that everyone that has been saved, has been justified, we have to live by. The just shall live by faith. So we can describe this faith as a faith to live by. A living faith. A faith for every day. The one that we have to live in order to walk with God, to hear God, and so on. So this faith, it's very, very important. This is what we'll be emphasizing as we share on this issue with you. Faith toward God. This is the third aspect of the issues we'll be bringing to you out of the seven fundamental doctrines of Christ. And I want us to read another scripture, Romans chapter 10, and we want to find the source of this faith. So we'll read it from Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. This faith that we are to live by, and how does it come? It's come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now it's important here to notice two or three things here. It means that if you are going to have this faith that we have to live by, this faith that is toward God in our situation day by day, it has to come by hearing. That suggests that this faith cannot be what we experience except our ears are open to hear God. Now, it's important that we also know that when it says hearing and hearing the word of God here, we can see the word of God in two ways here. There's what we call word, which is called logos in Greek, logos, the written. We've spoken about the written word, the teachings and everything. That's the first thing we dealt with. But then what is addressing here is not the logos. It's addressing here the rhema, the spoken word. And we can definitely say that a spoken word spoken to a specific person in a specific situation for a specific purpose. This is how faith comes, that God speaks to you, the rhema, the spoken word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, speaks to you in your situation for a specific purpose, for you to get a specific result. This is the faith that is being spoken about here in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So we see this faith has to do with our hearing. We've been sharing with you on this program the need to hear in the Spirit, the need to walk in the Spirit. And we are shut out of this faith if we are not hearing. You can listen to a sermon, you can listen to a teaching and have intellectual understanding of what has been spoken and have a mental faith in what has been taught, but it stops there. But they say this faith has to go beyond the mental faculties to assimilate things mentally. This faith has to go beyond that. This faith is spiritual. This faith is spiritual. It comes by hearing. Yes, it's possible I go to a meeting and out of the multitude of words that the preacher will use, it just may be a word that the Holy Spirit has quickened to my ear that becomes a rhema for me. A song can come and out of the song, a word can come that is a rhema, a word of the Lord to me in my specific situation for a specific purpose. And that's why you see that in the scriptures, men of God who walk by faith, they are men who are hearing. Our father Abraham was a man who was hearing God. Abraham walked by hearing God. It is not possible to walk by faith without hearing God. I want to establish that today. That which we are dealing with today is the issue of faith toward God. And we're saying this faith is based on hearing and hearing the word of the Lord, the rhema, the spoken word. Please remember that we have said there's a difference between the written word, which is logos, and the spoken word, which is rhema. God speaking to us in our specific situation for a specific purpose. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want to see what this has to say to us. To understand this faith and the link with the Spirit, I want us to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and then verse 13. And it says, we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Therefore, this scripture is showing to us that this faith we are talking about is of the Spirit. We having the same spirit of faith. This faith here has to do with our human spirit. You will notice the scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it said the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In other words, I want us to link this. We have said that this faith that we are talking about has to do with our hearing. We must have a spiritual ear to hear. That means the ears of the Spirit. And then this scripture is confirming the same. This faith is of the Spirit. So it means that for me to live by faith, to have a faith toward God, there must be a hearing in the Spirit. And this hearing comes by me hearing the word of the Lord, the rhema of the word of God. So this faith we are talking about, therefore, is not a mental faith. It's a spiritual thing. It's not faith in my faith. God is a spirit, and he has spoken to my spirit, and my spirit has received what God has spoken, and therefore faith was imparted to me to believe God and lay hold on what God has spoken, and then I can see the result. Faith among something that comes from God into our spirit man. Now, this is important for us to explain. Faith is not seeing with my physical eye and say, I believe. Faith is not seeing somebody blessed and say, I too, I believe. I claim it. No. Faith is granted to you when you have heard. If I want to read that scripture again. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. And we also believe and therefore speak. Next important thing that I want to say here is that faith, when it's imparted or spoken to our spirit man, that faith has an expression. He said, we believe, therefore we have spoken. What your spirit man has received will come out of your mouth. And that's why when you listen to people, they either expressing faith that they have received or doubts. And it's unfortunate that many times when you listen to Christians, what they are actually expressing and saying is either their fears, their doubts, their worries, their anxiety, not what God has spoken to them concerning their situation. And therefore, listener, believers, one of by faith is that whenever you have an issue, it is important that you hear from God. But how can you hear from God if your ears are not open? We keep emphasizing this. Very, very, very important. When your ears are open, God is able to speak to you in your different situations. And when God speaks to you in your different situation, it comes into your spirit, man, because God is spirit. And when it comes to your spirit, it comes with impact. You are able to believe. And how do I know you believe what God has spoken to you? It will come out of your conversation. If you believe God has healed you, if God has spoken to you, you are sick, and God has spoken to you, I have healed you by rhema. I don't mean you just read it in the scripture and say, oh, Jesus died on the cross and he healed people. No, no, that is good. That is good. That is good. You need to know that. But beyond that, you need to have the Holy Spirit quickening that scripture to you, speaking that scripture to you as a rhema. So when God quickens that scripture to you in your own situation, it becomes a living word to you. And God speaks that word into your spirit, man. Strength comes from your spirit, man. The Bible says that Jesus was strong in the spirit. The Bible says that John the Baptist was strong in the spirit. Faith comes from your spirit, man. Not from your head. Not from your reasoning faculties. It's not a mental thing. No. Hope is of a mental thing. And that's why we'll look at that later. Faith is more of the spirit. Hope is of our mental faculties. We can see things and say, I hope so. I hope it will be. Because we see physical evidence and we can say, well, I hope it should work out. But faith doesn't have to see physically. That's why I said the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I like the popular song. I don't live by what I see or what I hear. You see, a Christian does not look and regulate his life by what he hears in the physical, or what he's seeing in the physical, what his body is telling him, what the situation is telling him in the physical. A Christian is a man or a woman who, facing a situation, goes to God and hear what God has to say about that situation. And when God has spoken about that situation, it imparts faith to him. And what God has spoken to him becomes what he says. And that's why Jesus said, if thou shalt say unto this mountain, what are you going to say to the mountain? What God has spoken to you that's going to do about your mountain? That's faith. This is a faith that is essential that we will live by. It's important. This faith has to grow. And then the next scripture I want to bring to you is in Hebrews chapter 11, that popular passage of the scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, that we always refer to as chapter about the heroes of faith. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. Now we can lead this what we have said earlier, hope. When somebody is sick, he's hoping that God will heal him. When somebody has financial need, he's hoping that God will bless him. When somebody has situation and difficulty, and hoping that God will help him. But the scripture is saying, hope without faith, there's no substance. Okay? And that's why faith has to come from the spirit. That faith has to be what God has spoken to you. If I am facing a situation, for instance, I'm facing a health challenge, and I hope that God will heal me. But hope is not enough. I hope that God will heal me. I hope that he has spoken his word that will heal me. But that's not enough. I need to go further for God to speak to me, because faith comes by what? By hearing. Hearing what? The rhema, the spoken word of God. And when that spoken word is spoken, it goes to where? Into my spirit. And therefore, when God has spoken to my spirit, substance has been injected or has been packed. Something that is tangible, spiritual. I cannot see physically, but something tangible has been imparted into my spirit, so that I'm not just on the plane of hope. I am now on the plane of faith. It's the faith that God has spoken to me through his word, by hearing him, that will now bring the healing and make the healing a reality. So many people of God is, oh, I hope God will do it. God doesn't work by hope. That is a human plane. That's our mental plane. God is in the spirit, and God speaks in the spirit. So he says, faith is of the spirit. Faith is hearing God in the spirit. And when you hear God, this is what happened to many men of faith. How I can relate to the life of Abraham. Each time he heard God, the next day he was doing that thing. Because each time he heard God, something is imparted to him. And you will experience this if you are working with God, if you are a child of God. You are facing a situation, you know God has spoken to you. You are not worried by what you see, by what you hear, because there's something that makes your heart to be strong, because you have heard God. You can say, I have heard God. I believe God. I shall come to pass. The Bible says, blessed is she that believe, because there shall be a performance of those things that are spoken to him. And when God has spoken to you about a situation and to your spirit man, strength is given to you to believe. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what your surrounding or circumstances and the situations are saying. You just believe God. This faith, you need it to be able to walk with God. And like we are showing to you, is one of the fundamental things of our faith. You need to be taught at the moment that you got born again, how to relate to God that you cannot see with your physical eyes. How to relate to God that you cannot hear with your physical ears. It has to be your spirit. That's why your spirit man must be developed, must be strengthened. That's why you must be able to walk in the spirit and follow your spirit man. It is important. Listener, you will see that all we've been bringing to you, they are linked together. They are linked together. If you do not know and have the revelation of the person of Christ, then you can't go further to walk and repent from dead works. And if you don't learn and see the issue of repentance from dead works, you can't then live by faith. You will live by your human reasoning. You live by mental faith. In fact, that's what we also can say, a natural faith. I'm sitting on a seat because I believe that I can see with my physical eye that the chair has the strength to carry me. That's a natural. We all have that. All human beings have this natural faith. What we can see with our eyes, what we can touch with our hands, what we can hear with our ears in the natural. Yeah, if you don't have faith that that car will take you to where you are going, you will not enter into it. So we exercise natural faith. But this is supernatural. This is in the realm of the spirit. Believing God, following God. And in the days ahead, we are going to need this faith to follow God, to believe God. Listeners, I pray that the Lord will open your spiritual ears, because that's the beginning of everything. I pray as you hear me, one of the things I desire that God will do for you is that God will open your spiritual ears, that you will begin to hear God. That is very, very important. The first law in the word of God, hear, O Israel. For you to hear in the spirit, to see in the spirit, to understand in the spirit is the way of faith. Men of old who have followed God, this is how they follow God. This is how they exercise faith. This is how they believe. This is how they are able to bring God's power into their situation and to their circumstances. This is how they are able to become a blessing to their generation, because they are in a place to hear God and to believe God and to speak what God has spoken to them. This faith is an active faith. It's not a dead faith. It's not a dormant faith. It's not a passive faith. It's an active faith. You hear and you speak that which you have heard. Not only that you speak it, but you act out according to what you have heard. We'll be dealing with this. That's why James said that faith without work is dead. Because if I say God has spoken to me, it must come out of my conversation what I say. It must come out of my action, what I do. If what I do is contrary to what I say, there's a mix-up somewhere. There's a confusion somewhere. This is the life that God has called us to be. No, Christians are not all ordinary people. Christians are to be spiritual people. They are to be living by the rule of heaven, not the rule here on earth. The Bible says, let our conversation be in where our life is. That's where our Lord is. And we are to live this life to be a blessing. And we are to live this life to glorify God. I pray that the Lord will bless you. And I want to speak faith to your heart. Maybe some of you are sick as you are hearing me. I'm trusting God that God will touch you. That I speak to you now, faith is coming into your heart. God is speaking to you through what you are hearing. I ask that the Lord will touch you. I ask that the Lord will heal you. I ask that the Lord will visit you in your situation. I ask that the heaven over you will be open. I ask every covering cast covering you that's not allowing you to hear God will be rolled away. I'm asking that every veil that is hindering you from seeing spiritual things, that those veils will be taken away. Religious veil, demonic veil, veils of witchcrafting, the veil that comes from carnality will be taken away, and you will see, you will hear into the realm of the spirit. I command that your heavens be opened, that you begin to hear, that your life will never, never remain the same in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are hearing me and you have a heart problem that is caused by hypertensive disease, I'm speaking healing to your heart. I'm asking that healing will come into your heart, that you will be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Lord will touch that hypertensive condition, and that you will be made whole, and your heart will be made whole, and you won't need to go through the operation or go through the medication that has been troubling you, that there will be supernatural healing and touch of God upon you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
This message, The Power of Endless Life, is brought to you courtesy Plummet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. You can call us on these phone numbers, 0803-392-2585 and 0706-3890-315. I take it again, 0803-392-2585, 0706-3890-315. You can also send us an email through the following email addresses: endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. I take it again, endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.plummetmission.org. The signature tune is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 of King James Version. Thanks to our regular host, John Adejaroluwa, our producers and our sound engineers. Please join us again, same time next week, and God bless you.
For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power.